And there was a mock-up in Hilton, but the main mock-up for the bit that we were working on, which was the central wing section, including the fuselage, where all the systems and the fuel was in the wings, was being built in Toulouse in France. So the carpenters were busy making wooden bits, all were being made in wood, of course, it's all wood. And the components were being made in wood, and bits were being made to see, to make sure the pipes all missed each other. You know, when you had pipes and cables, all had to be sure that they missed each other. So it had to be planned in wood first and set out as a mock-up.
And how would that work with parts, if you had parts like hoses or whatever that were flexible or that had to bend or move, and they'd still be made out of wood?
Yeah, they used to make it out. Actually, they didn't make them out of wood. They used to make them a very clever way. They used to create a case. They used to get a piece of wire, and they used to bend it in the shape of a wire, which would probably be about an eighth of an inch thick. Okay, they would bend it in the shape. Then they would build the outside with little discs to create the size of the pipe, and that would go as a, to simulate a pipe. That would be the mock-up instead of in wood. I mean, obviously you wouldn't. You would make like a valve or something like that would be made in wood. It wouldn't be made in actual. It would only be the shape. The outline, you know, of course. It was very pretty the way they did it. It was wonderful. You wandered around in the wing, you could look and you could see where something was going to miss something. Then you could work out whether or not this pipe coming from here was going to miss that pipe coming from there. It all had to be shaped to suit. And of course, once it was established, the shape, then they obviously made mock-ups of that or patterns of that. And then, of course, the coppersmiths or whoever they are or whoever were making the pipes would just make that shape to suit. It was fantastic. Concorde was, the workmanship on Concorde was unbelievable. In the days when that Concorde used to fly, I used to cry. It used to bring tears to my eyes. It was such a fabulous thing, you know. Barbara used to, my wife, we were living across the other side of town. When she heard it was going to go on a flight, she would get all the children ready and catch a bus as quickly as possible to get over into the Filton Golf Course so she could see it. It was pride, absolute pride, Bristol pride, that was. Not just, it was Bristol pride, not Bristol Airplane Company pride, but Bristol pride, because it was the fact that it was part of Bristol. I mean, it's a superb aircraft, wonderful. Well, it's such a shame that it doesn't fly now, isn't it?